Hi there. The word for today is on conquering your fear of intimacy. In Acts 20 verse 37, it says they fell on Paul's neck and kissed him. Emotional intimacy is one of the greatest gifts you can give somebody. It fills their souls and yours too. It eliminates our loneliness. And yes, even in our macho society, the Bible suggests emotional intimacy between men. The elders of the church in Ephesus, realizing that they would never see Paul again. The Bible says in Acts 20, verse 37, and I quote, "They wept freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke that they would never see his face again." The famed athlete Bill Russell says, and I quote, "Most people have a harder time letting themselves love than finding someone to love them." Interesting, but it's true. So what can you do? Well, here are four suggestions. One, understand the source of your fear. What happened to make you avoid the desire to be known? Number two, accept yourself completely. Every feature, every imperfection. Like God does, He says you're His masterpiece. When you believe and accept that, you can stop worrying about somebody rejecting you because you're not perfect. And three, test the waters. Start gradually with a few friends and begin to share your needs and how you really feel. Confess your struggles with things like your weight or your self-image or your bad habits or other issues. Instead of pretending you're something you're not, get real and ask for support. You know what? You'll find a new joy when you become authentic. And number four, practice saying, "I love you," to the significant people in your life, even if it feels awkward or foreign to you. Stop fearing, "I love you" doesn't mean I want to be your slave, nor does it say I'll tolerate anything and remain in the relationship with you. It just means I'm committed to our relationship, and I believe that by God's help, we can work through the problem. And that's the word for you today.